Hello, I'm Tom Weber. Thanks for listening to NPR News here on the radio or online or on our podcast. Coming up, our summer music series continues. Andrea Swenson and I will visit with Reina Del Cid. That's coming up in a moment. But first, a conversation about raising the age for buying tobacco. The city council in St. Louis Park is poised on Monday to approve raising the age from 18 to 21. It would be the second city in Minnesota to do that. The other is St. Louis Park's neighbor, Edina. Mankato is also pondering the idea. I'm joined now by the city council member sponsoring the ordinance in St. Louis Park, Sue Sanger. She's been on the council in that Twin City suburb for more than 20 years. Sue, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Nice to talk with you.
How did this come about?
I was first shown a whole collection of flavored tobacco products in bright packaging that would appeal to teenagers that are being sold at very cheap prices as a way to hook teenagers into developing a cigarette addiction. And I was very concerned about this and about the public health impacts of trying to have more children, more teenagers become smoking addicts. And so I started a discussion with the rest of our city council with regard to how we can best limit the access of teenagers to tobacco products.
So it sounds, that's interesting to hear that because, and I know there's a flavored tobacco study that we'll talk about in a moment that's also part of what St. Louis Park is doing, but it sounds like you actually had a bit of an alarm raised, not over the traditional cigarettes and cigars, but over this newer line of products. And so your solution is to say, well, let's just make it hard to get or impossible to get until that age.
Well, not exactly. I have always been very concerned and frankly disgusted by smoking. And this was an impetus for me because I understood quite clearly that this was a way to get more teenagers hooked on nicotine. But the bigger issue is that people are smoking tobacco products in general. Mm-hmm. A lot of adults are smoking as well, and that's not good for the public health of our community.
So Edina did this just a few weeks ago. Were you talking with their city council members, or were these two completely independent efforts that just happened to be taking place this summer?
These started as independent efforts. We actually started our discussion on this topic in St. Louis Park last year. And then at some point we became aware that Edina was also considering it, so then we had conversations with Edina.
I'm just wondering, though, it's an interesting thing to look at to see if this is a trend. And it so it's a good clarification that these started independently, because it leaves me wondering if this is something we'll see, whatever the next suburb is, the next neighbor of St. Louis Parks, and then their neighbor. I mean, do you see this as almost a wave, or is this just an interesting thing and coincidence that this is happening this summer?
Well, actually, I see this as a wave. This has already been passed in approximately 200 other communities nationwide. It's being considered in Minnesota, I understand now, in Robbinsdale as well. And I understand that the mayor of Elk River has now started to express interest in this as well. I am frankly hoping that other communities do so as well. One of the goals that I had in bringing this to the attention of our city council and in passing the ordinance changes, is to build momentum for a statewide raise of the purchase age to age 21. That's already happened in California and in Hawaii, and it has been very recently passed by both houses of the legislature in Oregon, and I understand that the governor has expressed support there for signing it as well. So I assume that will happen within the next few days as well.
It's interesting to see this as well, Sue Sanger, because if you remember about a decade ago, another smoking issue, the smoking ban in restaurants and in public places, that also started at the city level, right? And we had St. Paul, and then we had Minneapolis pass municipal.
Yes, that started at the city level. And back then, before it happened at the county or state level, St. Louis Park also passed an ordinance which didn't ban indoor smoking, but it did require that restaurants post health warnings on their doors for their patrons to learn more about the health hazards of smoking.
In general, though, why is this good policy? I know your ultimate goal would say, hey, let's get this at the statewide level. Why? Why is it good policy?
Because research has shown that almost all of the adult smokers started smoking before they were 21. The majority of smokers started between the ages of 18 and 21. And so, I mean, it's very unlikely that someone would start smoking after age 21. And so this is good public health, both to protect the health of the individual who might have smoked, but also to protect and minimize the amount of secondhand smoke that would impact those around a smoker.
How important is it for someone on a city council like you who wants to see public health improved writ large? How important is it that this does become a statewide change? Because as you know, right, if you pass this Monday, you just go to the next town. You don't go to Edina, but you just go to the next town to buy your cigarettes if you're 18.
Maybe, but it will be more inconvenient for people to do that if there isn't a retailer right by their high school.
What have you heard from the retailers? I think there's about two dozen that will be affected in St. Louis Park. What have they told you? What have you heard from them?
Well, two representatives of retailers came to our first hearing on this issue in June, and their perspective was that it shouldn't be done on a city-by-city level, but rather that it should be done on a state level to preserve a level playing field among the retailers.
Do you buy that argument?
No, I don't, for two reasons. One is I don't see any evidence that the state is poised to do this right now, and I don't see any evidence that the retailers are actually lobbying for such a change in ordinance. And to me, the public health issue outweighs that concern.
The one no vote we've had so far in the process in St. Louis Park there from a council member who sits on the council with you, Steve Halfen, notes this argument that we ask veterans to serve at age 18. You can be a property owner, you can get married, you can go to war at age 18. Why should we refuse to sell tobacco to them?
I think, while I understand the principle of what Councilmember Halfen said, I think that the issue of smoking is akin to the issue of alcohol consumption, where we have, as a country, said you cannot purchase alcohol until you're 21 because, again, the public health issue outweighs the theoretical legal principle that Councilmember Halfen was raising.
Looks like it's going to happen Monday, and then it goes into effect October 1st in St. Louis Park. And it sounds like from what you said earlier, some other cities are thinking about it. Where do you think we are a year from now? Statewide ban or just a bunch of more cities considering or passing this?
I am assuming it will take several years before it is passed on a statewide level. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's faster than that.
Councilmember Sue Sanger from the St. Louis Park City Council. She's been on the council for more than 20 years, and in fact, she's not running for re-election, so this will be one of the last big things you do on the council. So thanks so much for your time and your thoughts here today.
Thank you, Tom.